With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's re-election bid facing a political dilemma with the Israel-Hamas war.
Michigan Democrats have warned the White House that the president's response to the war could put his re-election campaign in jeopardy. The state holds the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation, and many in the community are upset with Mr. Biden's failure to support a ceasefire. Meanwhile, South Florida's Jewish community applauds the president's strong support of the Israeli offensive against Gaza. How Jewish voters perceive his handling of the Israel-Hamas war will be critical in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Blinken traveled to Ramallah in the West Bank over the weekend for a previously unannounced meeting with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He later flew to Baghdad for talks with the Iraqi prime minister. And on Saturday, he met with Arab foreign ministers in Jordan after holding talks on Friday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who still insists there could be no temporary ceasefire until all hostages held by Hamas are released. Also at SRNnews.com, at Saturday's Florida Freedom Summit, former President Trump says he plans to beat rival Ron DeSantis with the help of Florida lawmakers like Senator Rick Scott, who's endorsed him.
I'm very grateful to receive the endorsements of seven additional Florida legislators.
Meanwhile, GOP debate number three from Miami on Wednesday. The stage will have fewer presidential wannabes this time because of stricter requirements to participate. Mr. Trump, though, once again will not take part in the event. Overseas, the Russian military says a Ukrainian missile strike on a shipyard in annexed Crimea has damaged a Russian ship. No official word on casualties. And Turkish police today fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse a pro-Palestinian rally staged outside a military base housing U.S. forces. SRN News. Nigeria gets called out at the United Nations.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Kansas judge put a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocked the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The district judge suspended laws that have spelled out what abortion doctors must tell patients and that require women to wait 24 hours before having the baby-killing procedure. The decision will remain in effect through a trial set for the summer of next year. A coalition of Kansas abortion doctors have filed suit against the pro-life laws. SRN News. Russia successfully test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear warheads from a new submarine.
The report comes as tensions are soaring between Russia and the West over the fighting in Ukraine. Adding to the tensions, President Vladimir Putin last week signed a bill revoking the Kremlin's ratification of a global nuclear test ban, in a move that Moscow says was needed to establish parity with the United States. In the meantime, the Defense Ministry says this test was conducted in Russia's northern White Sea and hit a target in the far eastern region of Kamchatka. Jason Walker reporting.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese struck an optimistic tone ahead of his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, calling for cooperation while emphasizing the two countries will continue to have differences. More news at srnnews.com.